Once again, we find ourselves unable to attend Sunday Mass at church. It seems some enemy has sown weeds of coronavirus into our normal lives where good seed was growing. We haven't been able to control it, and we are learning to live with it until the harvest time. But there are other weeds besides coronavirus. In the gospel, the one who sowed good seed in his field is surprised that weeds are also growing. His servants ask him, "Do you want us to go and pull up the weeds?" He responds, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until the harvest." Each one of us is a combination of good seeds and weeds, of light and darkness, bright stars and black holes. Along with our goodness, we also find our dark side we would rather deny. We may want to tear out the bad seed, but in doing so we may also damage the good seed that is there. St. Paul says it well. "I cannot understand my behavior. I fail to carry out things I want to do, and I find myself doing the very things I hate. The fact is, I know of nothing good living in me, living that is in my own spiritual self, for though the will to do what is good is in me, the performance is not, with the result that instead of doing the good things I want to do, I carry out the sinful things I do not want. Who will rescue me from this body doomed to death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord." In short, it is I who, with my reason, serve the law of God, and no less I, who in my own spiritual self serve the law of sin. To gain control over the weeds or shadow side of our lives, we must first recognize and accept our dark side. We grow to recognize the dark or shadow side of our personality when we develop a habit of contemplation, reflection, and silence. We quiet our minds and we listen. If we recognize our dark side, then we can choose to act against our weeds, to keep them from spilling over and harming others or ourselves. Then we become able to use our freedom, not in the cause of personal gain or destructive violence, but in the peaceful, nonviolent cause of bringing people together. If we do not recognize the dark or shadow side of ourselves, then we project that darkness onto others, and they become the enemy, or the one we fear. When we see others as enemy, we can do terrible things to them. We harm them, judge them, condemn them, become destructive and violent toward them, and all the time thinking we are doing something good. Without silence and reflection, it is too easy to be blind to the weeds. Today we see attention given to racism and to the Black Lives Matter movement. We do not like to admit that we might be racist, nor do we like to admit that we might treat others as inferior to ourselves because of the color of their skin, the country of their origin, their religion, their education, their sexual identity, or their age. We do not like to admit that we might be egotistical and self-centered, or desire to have power and control over others. We make excuses, We rationalize. We blame others rather than looking inside at our own woundedness. The evil one, or dark spirit, encourages denial, deception, and dishonesty, sows seeds of pessimism, self-pity, and condemnation of others, motivates self-centeredness and immediate gratification. Finally, today's gospel reminds us there will be a time of reckoning for each of us. The good seed and the weeds will be revealed. We will give an account before God of how we developed the good seed and stood against the weeds that were growing in our hearts. The Master says, "Let the wheat and the weeds grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn."